Welcome to www.ilovehistory.co.uk. Think. Question. Understand.
In today's history podcast, we're going to be looking at the terms of the Treaty of Versailles. We're going to look at these terms using the GARGLE acronym, which stands for Guilt, Armed Forces, Reparations, German Land, and the League of Nations. So, we'll start first with guilt. Under Article 231 of the treaty, Germany had to accept all the blame for starting the First World War. This clause was extremely unpopular with ordinary Germans. Moving on to Germany's armed forces. The Big Three were very worried about the size and power of the German army, especially France. The treaty therefore harshly reduced Germany's armed forces. For instance, the army was limited to only 100,000 men. Conscription was banned. This meant the government could not force people to join the army. Germany was not allowed any armoured vehicles such as tanks. It wasn't allowed any submarines. And it wasn't allowed any military aircraft. The German Navy could only have 6 battleships and only 36 ships in total. The Rhineland, which is the area between Germany and France, became a demilitarized zone. This meant that Germany could not put any troops there at all. The Rhineland was very important because it was in the border area between Germany and France. The third part of our acronym is reparations. Reparations was the money that Germany had to pay to the Allies for the damage that was done during World War I. In 1921, it was decided that Germany should pay £6.6 billion. If Germany had paid back this money, it would have taken it until 1984 to finish making the payments. The fourth part of our acronym is G for German Land. The clauses of the Versailles Treaty relating to German territory were one of the ones that were most unpopular with ordinary Germans because they treated Germany very harshly. Alsace-Lorraine, which had been taken from France in 1870, was given back to the French. The left bank of the River Rhine was occupied by the Allies. And the River Rhine area itself was demilitarised, as we've already heard, which meant that no German bases or soldiers were allowed to be left there. The area of Germany called the Saar, which had a very important coal field, was given to France for 15 years. After that time, there was going to be a plebiscite, a vote of the people that lived there, to decide whether they wanted to be German or French. Poland was made into a new country in 1919, but it was given lots and lots of land from East Germany. For instance, the Polish corridor was taken by Poland so that it would have a port on the sea. Germany didn't just lose land in Europe. It also lost all of its empire, most of which was shared out between Britain and France. Finally, Germany was banned from ever uniting with Austria. This part of the Treaty of Versailles is quite complicated, so if you want more information, you can look at page 28 of the Total Revision Book or page 87 of the Walsh Textbook. The final part of our acronym is L for League of Nations. Because previous methods of keeping international peace had failed, something called the League of Nations was set up. This was one of Woodrow Wilson's 14 points. We'll study the league in a later podcast. For now, all you need to know is that Germany wasn't allowed to join the League of Nations until it had proved that it was a peace-loving country too.